Here. It's great. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Awaken Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And if you're new to me, new to my channel, if you're going to be watching later on YouTube, please do subscribe so you can watch all of the shows from the past and all of the shows coming up. It is my deepest wish, desire, and intention to bring forward to you these wonderful speakers who are sharing their wisdom, their teachings, their experiences, their processes, all sorts of wonderful things so that we can all thrive in our lives, so we can have transformation and change in our lives. And transformation and change is definitely possible. So today we are going to be talking about the secret of healing your fat without going to the gym or doing any diet with fat reduction healing sessions with Siddhi. And so some of what we're going to learn today on the call is a mudra for fat reduction, a breathing exercise for fat reduction, as well as body dictations for fat reduction. So all that, and of course, there's always so much more. And for those of you who may not know Siddhi, she's been on our show many times. We love having her here. We always learn something new, something brand new, and it's always really informational, wisdom-filled, energy-filled conversation and show. So with Siddhi Shah, today's the program with the fat reduction. It's like, if you can't get a fit body, no matter how hard you try. If you tried out dieting, if you tried out exercises and other means, and yet you're not finding any changes in you, then Siddhi's fat reduction healing sessions are precisely what you need. Siddhi, a renowned teacher, is often referred to as a fitness magician by her clients, with more than 100 spiritual healing courses under her belt, including being a pioneer of dragon healings in India and the founder of the Celestial Dragons Healing System. Siddhi is a powerhouse in the healing world. Her healing sessions have shown magical recoveries for people across all areas of life. But that's not all. Siddhi's healing sessions have helped hundreds of healers upgrade their powers and benefit professionally. And more than 80% of people who attend her fat reduction sessions observe significant fat loss in just 2 weeks' time. So let's get started because, I mean, who doesn't want to shed a few pounds? Who doesn't want to get rid of a little bit of fat, right? I know I definitely do. So, Siddhi, welcome back to the show. So glad you're here.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, all of you, and namaste. So, by the word significant that you said, in 2 weeks' time, I'm going to be talking about 4 weeks first. In my very recent results of fat reduction show that on an average, people lost 2 inches of belly fat in just 4 weeks' time. And some of them have lost even more. And I feel very happy for them. And today I'm going to be sharing some of the secrets that they use in the fat reduction program, simply because I come from that painful experience myself. I'm going to tell you my story. When the COVID hit, everything stopped for me, even my movements. I had to sit in one room, do all my work, and my lifestyle changed. And within weeks, I found myself not fitting in my clothes. In few more weeks, I found myself buying new clothes, and the story moved until I looked at the mirror and was like, oh my God, what's happening with my face, with my arms? I could not recognize myself. So the healer in me at that point in time suggested that why can't I address this from a holistic perspective? Why does this have to happen to me? And I started looking at something very critical and important, starting with why was I collecting fat? Why was I not able to move practical things aside? But some discoveries that I came across were very important. Apart from our sedentary lifestyle, apart from what we get as genetics and certain conditions that we develop over a period of time in our life, there's one thing very important. I've shared about the genetics and sedentary lifestyle in my previous calls. So today I thought of bringing in something very important and very new I've not spoken about in my previous calls. Something that happens emotionally. and that needs to be addressed and stands at as one of the root causes to collect fat inside of us. Do you know what that is? That is feeling of being deprived. That causes us cravings. Cravings is one of the reasons why we collect fat. But why do cravings happen? When we feel deprived, we look at different things that would satiate our emotional needs. It could be binge watching, it could be munching over your chips, your favorite chips, or having pastry or donut at an hour when you're just feeling lonely, or you are reminded of something that happened in your past, and you're reminded that what we have in our life is not enough. And there were so many other things. I called up doctors, I spoke with other trainers, and started finding out what were my options. And I ended up designing a program that I would follow in my following days that would help me reduce my fat faster, easier, and in a very healthy manner. I chose not to use any kind of tools. I chose not to use any kind of diet. There was nothing wrong with my diet. I follow a very traditional diet that my family has been following for ages and years. They have been fit. So I did not want to change a lot of things about me, but I did do away with some of the things that were not going right. I was binge watching too, and I was munching over the chips and pastries too, not knowing how do I reduce this craving. So that was the first thing I had to address, is that feeling of being deprived in that moment or those days of my life. And today, some of the things that I used for myself turned out to be very, very successful. And some of the things I use for other people in my programs and turn out to be constantly very successful for them. I've got them on this call for all of you with one intention, that it makes you fitter and no one has to go through that painful time of not being happy emotionally and at the same time letting your body take all the brunt for you. And this reminds me to remind all of you once again that this also happens when for years we have not recognized or being grateful to our body for what it has been doing for us. We have been constantly working without paying attention to how beautifully our systems are working inside of us. Our nerves, our bones, our muscles, our digestive system, our immunity, all of them are working so beautifully well for us. But sometimes we do not find even a single minute saying, "Hey, my tummy, you're doing so wonderfully well, and thank you so much." You know, saying that, taking a deep breath, saying that, it's going to give you a different high, because that is going to make your tummy feel so great. We can talk to almost everything that is inside our body, and our body listens constantly. Whether it is fat inside of us, or that bone, or that muscle, or that system, or that joint, or the whole body. And doing only this much makes a great difference. A combination of breathing and very easy peasy exercises can also help us get to our fitness. We all know that it starts with emotions, right? So I'm going to be giving out certain exercises that work on our emotions. I'm going to be giving out certain exercises that open up a pathway to detoxification of our bodily systems and some mudras that generate heat in the body to melt that fat. So please, on this call, listen to me very, very carefully. I have already set a ground by telling you the conceptual understanding of fat. It is about getting fitter and not burning down the fat at first. So the step number one to get yourself in shape is to get yourself to a fitness. Admire your body a lot more and being communicative with your body a lot more. Remember when, or maybe if you've observed any small kids around you and you're feeding them, the minute they feel full, they will not take one more bite in their mouth. They will just throw it out. They'll find ways to distract you as well as look away. This happens because they are so connected with their body and they know that this is it. I don't want more. But as we grow up, we stop listening to our body and we are taking in all the stuff that we feel we want in this moment without realizing whether or not our body needs it. So all the way from where we have landed, I want to take you all back to the journey of being more connected with our bodies. Listen to it, be more aware, be more attentive, and bring it to fitness. Although this work acts with a speed, acts very quickly. But the idea here is not speed. Idea is to make this process very, very enjoyable so that we sustain. If we've tried dieting, we know that after some days, if we've gone completely off what we like or we've traditionally accepted, we stop the journey. It's not the diet's fault. We lose interest. If we are training our body through some kind of weight training or anything else, and when we start exerting more than what is required simply because we want to gain momentum, we want to gain speed, we get tired, we get fatigued. So that's why I've designed this process to be very, very enjoyable, and the kind of investment we all need to do are merely few minutes. That's about it. But there are only a couple of conditions we need to keep on mind and be aware of. Before doing any exercise like this, make sure that you're light on your stomach. Do not do any of these until 1 hour after your meals, any of your meals. Not even water. It's best done when you wake up or in between both your meals and before you go off to sleep, because these are the timings when we may have a lot of time after, a lot of time may have passed after our meals, and we would have time and attention to give to ourselves. So with this right away, I'm going to take you on a journey, keep this call short, and give you a lot of exercises that will help you in this journey. Only following these exercises will make a great difference. So any one of you who want to be present here with me on screen and try these out, please do that so I can have a look. And if there's anything I need to tell you to correct it, I can do that for you. Now, I'm going to be starting with very few and simple exercises. How about starting with an exercise which helps you define your face and jawline a lot more? Won't you like that? In this exercise, when given out, I've seen people have shown results from 5 days to 10 days. And that makes your face look younger, your skin more glowing, apart from all the fat that it reduces. Notice that Usually, these areas are difficult for us and create crease lines or fat around here. So I'm going to be giving you a couple of exercises that will define your jawline a lot more. Let us begin. Use your two fingers and try and find where is the base of your jaw. You can just open your mouth and close it, and you can adjust your fingers. Yeah, and very gently just move it in a circular movement. Medium pressure. You're not hurting yourself, you're just moving it. Gentle, medium pressure, circular movement. Some of you might feel that the nerves around are opening up or muscles around are moving. Let it go. How does it feel around your ear? Those of you who may have some blocks around your ear, you might feel some movement, some liquidy movement happening inside of you. It makes you feel very good. Pause for 5 to 10 seconds and again start this. Right? So do it for about 30 seconds and then pause for 10 seconds and do it for 30 seconds again. So you can do about 2 rounds or 3 rounds of this exercise. That makes you feel amazingly good. Another exercise that is said to be helping you sleep better and also define your entire jawline. Place both your hands little below your throat. Firm medium pressure, best done when you're sitting. And first, please observe me. Look up, not all the way, but look up only 45 degrees, and you will already be feeling some stretch here. And then go on opening and closing your mouth like this. Count of 30. Are you feeling the stretch here? Yes. If you're not, you're not holding it well. Or else, what you can also choose, hold it, pull it slightly down the skin, and then do this. And you'll feel the stretch here. These two exercises, when done, you will see your jawline getting more defined from 5 days to 10 days. And people who have double chin or are very concerned as to how they're looking like in their pictures and when they're clicking selfies, and they usually choose going little up and clicking their selfies because the double chin wouldn't show, you'll no longer have to do this. If you did just these two exercises every day for a few days. And for your jaws, simplest exercises. Use again two fingers and gently tap. Go little up, little down, just tap. How do you tap this? Like as if you're touching a makeup brush on your cheeks, just letting it go. It's as gentle. Just go up the crease, down. I'm going to remove my specs so that I can show you clearly. Up till your nostrils, you can get it. And down. Now. And down. And relax. Even if you relaxed now, you will feel some kind of very light sensation on your cheeks. This exercise will not only empower the muscles around your jaws. Those of you who are yawning, I'll tell you one thing. You've not rested enough. This exercise will also improve your sleeping pattern. Can you imagine this exercise? This one and the one I told you where you could raise your hands and look up. These two will improvise your sleeping pattern as well. So
You
this.
know, I was just going to say, I didn't sleep enough last night, that's for sure. But I only started yawning after we started doing these exercises. I wasn't yawning before.
Yeah, because these are also the areas which have collected some emotions. And lymph drain is happening, and there's so much happening around your face. Your face has nerves that are connected with your entire body. So even if there's something not right in your digestive system, and you do a certain things with your face, the face reflexology talks about it, that certain points on your face is going to bring alive certain aspects. So I'm not going into the reflexology, I'm not that, but I know someone who was looking at my exercise and then gave me his inputs, and I realized that, oh wow, I was doing that as well. So gentle tapping in your face around this will ease the creases around, and when clubbed with the other two exercises when I gave you, works on your double chin or defining your entire jawline. Are these easy for you to be following and remembering? Yes, wonderful. So those of you who wish to be working on your face can start with these. Now, how about I gave you one exercise where you can start working on your waist. That is going to be a very simple exercise, right? I'm going to be slightly tilting my camera so that you can see. Can you find where your rib cage is ending? And just place your hand there. You can also use a little gentle pinching method to understand where your rib cage is ending. A little above where it is ending, place your palm. Now, when you're placing your palm, slightly push it in. Medium pressure, and now you're simply making a circular movement, only one side. The other side, just find out where it is. And then again, this side. And then the other. If any one of you found that while doing this exercise, this area was paining, even if a little, it means you have lymph nodes in these areas and that have not drained completely, detoxified completely. And that could be one of the reasons why fat is getting stored around your waist. Doing only this exercise will ease the lymph nodes around your waist. And once your lymphs start getting drained, the entire system starts, coming back in place. So, doing only this exercise will make a great difference. There's one thing that I would like to bring forward before I take forward this conversation, is that observe the way we sit. When we are slouching and our shoulders are not wide enough, we are reducing our immunity, blocking our chakras unknowingly. And this also affects emotionally. This also affects the confidence we have on ourselves. And sitting up straight with your shoulders wide open has multiple benefits. First of that is empowering your immunity, and that aids in burning your fat faster. Second is it makes you feel more confident about yourself. So those of you who may have found those moments in life where you start self-doubting or valuing yourself lesser, this only one tiny wee bit of awareness makes you more confident. In fact, during your journey of fat reduction, whenever you have moments of self-doubt, one thing you can do is place both your hands on your waist, hold your waist like this. Okay, place both your hands on waist and take deeper breaths. This is a confidence building exercise, by the way, but I'm sure it will help all of us at different stages of our life. So, if you were to enter any meeting or interview or any conversation where you need more confidence, only this one exercise starts making the kind of hormones, starts developing the kind of hormones it is required for your body to feel more confident. And spiritually, when you are standing like that, you're building your aura, you're opening your chakras in a way it empowers your solar plexus, the chakra of your confidence, and lets it bloom. Isn't this a beautiful exercise? Very easy peasy. If you remember, this makes a really great difference in your life.
So
Right.
thank you. All three of these exercises have been really easy to do. Three or four now. I forget how many you've done already, but they're all really easy. So thank you.
Yes. In fact, today I got a mix of exercises which are extremely easy. When I started with my fat reduction program, I thought, let's go tough. And with myself also, I was slightly tough. But with time, I've gone easier with the exercises. I've done more research, I've done more work, and made so many exercises easy, and yet got the same benefits I was getting with little more complex exercises. A little more complex than this is also easy, by the way. But now,
Yeah,
thank you,
we like
Sandeep.
easy for sure.
Yes. Any questions? By the way, till now, on any exercises?
Anybody has any questions, just raise your hand or you can type your question in the chat regarding these exercises or I don't know, anything else. I'm like, how I mentioned how I started yawning as soon as we started doing these exercises, right? So if you have any questions, like, if you're experiencing something while we're doing these, just let us know, okay? And just raise your hand or type your question in the chat, okay?
Right. Now, I'm going to dwell a couple of minutes on breathing, if these are understood well, on breathing and doing body talks. Thank you. And then we'll move to mudras. Okay. So, in yoga, the yogic culture, breathing is given the utmost importance. It is said to be a life-giving exercise, although we don't take it as an exercise, but. And there is an entire science on how should you be breathing, Swara Yoga. On which day should you be breathing from which nostril? Like you would have observed that any point in time, only one of your nostrils is very active and the other one is passive, and every 45 to 48 minutes, your breathing pattern changes. The breaths get swapped and start coming from a different nostril. And an entire science behind breathing connects you with different aspects. One of them is spiritual progress, the other is physical benefits. And when I dwelled into what can get us physical benefits, because I'm looking at reducing my belly, it is one of the toughest areas we believe that has a lot of fat, but toughest to reduce fat from is our belly, our lower abdomen. A lot of us who have a lifestyle where we sit more than we move, we usually have our bellies slightly off shape than other areas of our body. So I wanted to dwell deeper into what kind of breathing can I do, and I came across the simplest exercises that can ever be for reducing our bellies. And these exercises can be done all the way, starting from 1 minute, and slowly progress with these breathing techniques from 1 minute to 2 minutes to 3 minutes. If these make you very lightheaded, then simply just start with 3 breaths, 4 breaths, 5 breaths, and develop your time doing these breathing exercises. One of them is simple. Like how is whenever you have time and awareness, take a deep breath, breathe in from your lower abdomen. The first thing that needs to swell out like a balloon when you're breathing in is your lower abdomen. You would observe now that when you're breathing, the first thing that gets swelled out is your chest, not your lower abdomen. When you start breathing from your tummy, can you make the shift and tell me? Be aware in this moment and share your experience. What happens when you start breathing from your tummy? And tell me about everything, every experience that you have in your mind, in your body. It is difficult to get used to where your tummy comes out first and when you're breathing in. But when you make that shift and continue breathing that way, what really happens?
Well, for sure, you become more present in the moment, right? That's one of the biggest things is you become more present in the moment. You're like not in your head anymore. You're calmer, like Karen was saying, it makes us calmer. Yeah, absolutely.
Very deep breathing activates a certain nadi inside of your body. And that connects you with your spiritual self a lot more. That makes you very calm. But that is the spiritual benefit. The physical benefit is when you're breathing very, very deep, the muscles around your tummy get a movement. Because now your tummy is doing the exercise of taking in the breaths, removing them. And naturally, it starts burning more fat around your tummy, around your navel, and little lower. And that movement also keeps the organs around more healthy, healthier. Right? So, this is only one exercise of breathing When done with awareness, every day when you're watching TV, when you're just doing some work on your computer, or not doing anything, just be aware and start taking deeper breaths. But if you're going through a time when you need to do a lot of creative thinking, or it is a stressful moment in your life and you are getting stressed about, oh, so much is happening in the day, in the life, do this way of breathing. Two breaths in, one breath out. Or simply breathe out of your nose. But all of them need to be deep. Would you want to try this out? And see the way your tummy is moving now. Do this for a while and observe how your tummy is moving. Right hand, yeah. Now, may I add one wee bit, a big tiny step into this exercise if you got this right? I said two breaths in, one breath out. When you're taking two breaths in, let your tummy swell out. And when you are doing one breath out, let your tummy shrink in. Can we try this way? Let's please try it together. Move your tummy with your breathing.
So, two breaths in through the nose, one breath out through the mouth, right?
All through your nose. Initially,
Okay.
a couple of breaths out through your mouth will make you feel that calming effect instantly, and then you can switch to breathing through the nose. And in case you noticed, this is a 1 minute exercise. You may not be able to do it for the first time for more than a minute. Yeah, it gets kind of challenging after a minute because we are not used to breathing this way. We can limit this exercise for up to 1 minute. But isn't this easy if remembered well? Yeah, and this gives a lot of exercise to your tummy. And this helps us burn our tummy fat. All right. How about, sorry. Okay, I thought I heard someone. How about I gave you one very easy exercise for those of you whose concern area is the arm. Shall we move with that? Right. I'm going to be showing it to you first. Try this out. Your arm has to be in front of you a little. So this is front of me, this is side of me, this is somewhere in between, like 45 degrees. And I will hold, try and find where my muscle is. Where do I feel my muscle? Just observe where do I. Okay, here it is. Okay, hold it very firm and tight. And then what am I going to be doing is hold it very tight and simply my hand, turning it in, how much ever it can go in. Turning it out, how much ever it can go out, then in, then out, and then in, then out, a count of 10. You will feel your muscles move or get that exercise. If that has relaxed, and that's why you see a flap here, this exercise will get that muscle back in shape. Do we try out the other arm? Let's do it together. Right. I'm sorry for those of you who are tired, but it is a morning time for you, and I believe this would be a good start to your day. Right, and relax. Take a deep breath and simply observe your muscles. Okay, I gave this in between the breathing and affirmation exercise, realizing that we might need this. Constant with this exercise, you will feel the movement all the way from your neck to your shoulders to your arms, and this is going to get it in shape. Now, there's something called as body dictation, and at the beginning of the call, I said that your body listens to you no matter what. Most of the times, the kind of self-talk or talk with others that we do is, I'm very stressed, or I'm dealing with this, or I need to do this, or I got to do this, but we do not take a moment. Yes, Sunita, the beginning of the call, I gave something for the double chin. So if you've missed that out, please have a look at the replay. And that is also an easy peasy exercise. Coming back to what we do not do often is tell our bodies that, you know what, you are so beautiful. You are amazing. You are doing all the hard work for me. I, as a soul, is making plans. I, as an intelligence, making plans. But all the hard work that needs to be done, you are doing it. And thank you for the support. That is one thing that is easiest that you can tell your body. But there are times when you can connect with your body and parts of body saying that, you know what, it is all right for you to be fitter, for you to be healthier. And now let go of that fact. One of the reasons that I told you at the beginning of the call that the body collects fat is feeling of deprivation. One more reason that we collect is when we feel challenged or helpless and we start padding ourselves up. And it is all right for us to tell our body that, you know what, I will protect you no matter what. You can let go of that fact. It is all right for you to stop storing that fat. And you can use words that you resonate with and make or coin your own terms. Such as if I was to tell my arm that it is all right for you to let go of that fat, I can simply use a coined term such as slim down. And I'm using it as a command. I'm placing my hand on my arm and saying, slim down. Or on my neck or throat, saying that, get firmer. Yeah, but come on, I can do that. However, there's one word that you would want to take interest in, which has its little Vedic magic to it. The word is called Laghima. I'm going to be writing it here for those of you who may be new to this word. It is a Sanskrit word called Laghima. It is a command that we tell our body that, you know, slim down or shrink down in a healthier way. So I can also place my palm, connect with this body part. It could be a thigh, it could be your hips, it could be your tummy, it could be your waist, wherever you want to place your palm. Okay, just place your palms right now, wherever you want this gone down from. And let's say arms. Take a deep breath. Tell your arms that it is all right for you to stop storing this fat. I love you now, and I love you even when you slim down. So please slim down. And then go on telling Lagima. Deep breath, and as you breathe out, say Lagima. Deep breath, as you breathe out, say Lagima. Lagima. Deep breath, and as you breathe out, say Lagima. And then you can move to another body part. Let's place our palms on the toughest part, our tummies. Take a deep breath and tell our tummies that I love you. I love you so much. You're doing so much work for me. And you can stop storing this fat. I will protect you no matter what. You can connect with the fat inside that is stored inside and say, it's time for you to leave. So goodbye. So Laghima, take a deep breath. As you breathe out, say Laghima. Another deep breath. As you breathe out, say Laghima. Another deep breath. As you breathe out, you can use the word Laghima. You can replace Laghima with any of your choice of words, but just try this out for a minute. Be with yourself, connect with your tummy. Lucky. When done, just close your eyes for a moment. Look at the emotions inside of you, feeling inside of you. And relax. Just observe what kind of shift did you feel inside of you? I feel energized. I feel it too when I do this exercise. Now, simply connecting with your body, giving it that attention is a very powerful exercise in itself. Your body knows when you're paying more attention. And it feels good, isn't it? It feels very, very good. Now, coming to the last easy exercise, but I'm going to be giving it to you. Before that, just quickly asking, although these were very easy exercises, but if you have any kind of questions, you can use the chat window or you can ask me. Before giving this last exercise, I would like to bring this to your notice. One more thing that you can do right after you wake up, and that also works with your fat reduction journey and makes it faster. The easiest thing, and that we must be doing, is stretching ourselves, right? But we limit it. When we wake up, we limit the stretching only to the arms or to the neck or the back. stretching every part of your body. Just do it for 2 minutes. Do not stop stretching. Stretching your arms, your back, your thighs, your legs, your toes, and being attentive of every area, every body part gives your fat reduction journey a great boost. It speeds it up. Right? Me too. Sorry.
Awesome. Thank you. No, that was great. I loved all of it, you know. And the thing is, it's like even with the breathing, with the leg kema, it definitely makes a change, right? It changes you. And for me, it's like it's energizing, yes, but it was very relaxing at the same time. Right? So it's energizing, but it's also relaxing. So I found myself quite relaxed. It's more like I don't know, at peace, you know, and it gave me a feeling of acceptance, right? Acceptance of the body, which I think is really beautiful.
By now, how many of you are feeling warmer than when you started? I believe all of you. Yeah. It's only breathing and doing gentle tapping and these gentle rubbing has given you that effect of warmth and generating that kind of stuff in your body. Thank you for appreciating because sometimes when you make a great discovery and you want to share it with everyone so that it benefits everyone, it gives you even more joy when they are able to feel that. So you got that for me. Thank you.
Awesome, thank you. So I know, Siddhi, you know, there's always more that we do on these calls, but I want to take a moment and just talk about the two packages because there might be some questions that come up when we're talking about these packages, right? And warmer, lots of energy moving, that's great. Great and tingling. Yeah, so you know, like in just these little 1 minute or less exercises have already started to change what we're experiencing. Oh, Karen says, can these exercises stop cravings? Yes. Or can you please tell us something that helps stop cravings? Yeah, so we talked a little bit about
Yes.
the beginning, but we will definitely get back to that, Karen, in just a minute, okay? So I'm just going to share my screen in a second, 1 second, and then we'll answer that question because that's really important as well, for sure. Okay, so you should be able to see my screen, right? So Sydney has two packages, right? Package A is $15 and package B is $72. So I'm going to let you explain with package A first, Sydney, and then we'll go into package B.
Yeah. I designed Package A keeping in mind all of you, in fact, because we all come from different time zones and we have so many things already designed for us in our life. And then there are so many areas of our body that we are concerned about. So this Package A is for people who want to take pre-recorded video sessions and use them at your own ease and time. So every week, one video will be given out that is your everyday exercise, light exercises, and healings will be sent to you remotely. All the packages are a beautiful mix of light exercises and receiving healing. But along with them, in this, you will get tailored exercises for specific areas like how about focusing on your arms? And there are a couple of videos giving you 1 minute of exercise only for your arms. How about videos that give you a lot of attention only for your face and your jawline? How about videos that help you work only on your thighs more than others or only on your hips? So this package is a mix of what you get to do weekly and also tailored exercises for different areas, including thighs, tummy, face, arms, and even breasts. A lot of women who come on these calls tell that they want to make their breasts firmer and more shapely. So these exercises will come to them as videos.
Awesome. So that's
And
package A, right? And then package B, there's the live session.
package B includes live sessions. Happen at Indian Standard Time, 6 to 6:30 in the evening. I'll just need to work that out and tell you what time would that be. But in this, we cover up all the areas and also all that you receive in package A will be given out. In package B, the 1 minute exercise that are tailored for your face, for your arms, for your thighs, for your tummy, all of them are included in package B as well.
Okay, good, awesome. And so the calls are at 8:30 Eastern to 9, but check, I think it's correct, but and our clocks move forward tomorrow, but so I think it's okay, but just in case, double check for yourself as well, okay? And these are 20 to 30 minute sessions Monday to Friday, right?
Right, 30-minute sessions Monday to Friday. That's absolutely right.
So there's lots of wonderful testimonials on the page. So please do take a look at those when you have a chance. And like I said, package A is $15 and package B is $72. And if you have any questions about that, just ask away. And I think Sydney offered this last year, I think. And it was like, oh, it was such a big hit. So it's like it's been a while since Sydney's been back. But definitely take advantage of those. If you are an Inner Circle member, of course, please use your gift code as well. Let me just go back to here. Let me go back to the questions here. There were some questions. And also, Sydney, I was hoping that you could do a small, quick little healing process so that people get a feel of your healing as well, right?
Absolutely.
Which is very powerful. So Karen's question was about the cravings. What can we do to stop cravings, right?
Yes, I'm going to tell you two things that are easy peasy. One is watching your water intake. If it is not sufficient, please increase that. And how about I gave you one affirmation that is not directly connected with craving, but works towards healing that root cause. Take a deep breath in and just simply tell yourself, I'm whole and complete again. Whole
Okay,
and
so easy.
complete.
I'm whole and complete again. Just and again, that's about connecting to the body, right? Accepting and loving the body and speaking to the body, right? So which is so key because these I'm not going to call them issues, but this call is about the body, right? So it is about communicating with the body and knowing, being grateful for the body for everything that it has done for us already. But also, it's like, okay, this was great, but let's, change up some things. And I remember you mentioned, Cynthia, at the very beginning about the cravings. It was about being deprived, right? Feeling deprived of something in our lives, right? That's why we have cravings, right?
Yes. So one way of dealing with it is affirmation and saying I'm whole and complete again. Another affirmation that you can use is I am a powerful being. That's it. I am a powerful being. So whichever you resonate with the most, use that.
Awesome. Good. So hopefully that answers your question, Karen. I think it was Karen that had asked a question. All right. So yes, I was hoping you could do a quick little healing process as well.
Yes, sure. So before we start with our healing, just one small mudra that I'd like to show you all
Oh,
is
yes.
Surya Mudra, where you fold your third finger and little above the ring finger, the nail, you will press your thumb gently and place it on your thighs, on your lap. As you sit up straight and take in a few deep breaths, and from here, You're going to be beginning the process of healing. So you can keep holding this mudra while I continue with the healing. Let my voice be your guide. As you now close your eyes, take in a couple of deep breaths and start relaxing. Take in a deep breath and powerfully blow it out of your mouth, like another deep breath. Use all your power, blow it out. As if you're releasing all your tensions, all your worries. One last time, a deep breath. And in this moment, simply affirm, saying, I'm ready to receive all the healing energies to be sending my way. And simply observe a stream, a flow of golden violet light flowing all over you, inside of you. Flowing in through your skeletal system, nurturing all your bones. Flowing in your nervous system, making it healthier, more radiant. Flowing in your glands, bringing in balance, harmony, balancing your hormones, flowing in your organs, and renewing them, empowering your immunity, empowering your metabolism. Flowing in your muscular system, giving them a boost. In your flesh, in your skin, making your skin more glowing, firmer. Flowing in your aura, in your chakras, aligning them. And all these energies are working towards making you fitter, healthier. And a stream of this light now begins to flow through the layers of the fat, disintegrating, melting in a healthier way. Observe the streams flowing through your waist, your tummy. Streams coiling around your tummy, making it feel protected. Coiling around your thighs. Your hips. Your arms. Your neck. And any area of concern. At the same time, they are healing your emotions, all the unnecessary from your mind, your body, your spirit, simply getting healed in this moment. And you take in a deep breath and powerfully blow it out of your mouth. two more breaths like this. And simply observe the energies building up around you. Creating a cocoon. You feel so safe within this light. And they begin the journey of getting you fitter, slimmer, leaner, more radiant, younger, glowing. And simply visualize the shape you would like to achieve for your body. And observe the energies building up around you, the warmth that you have around. You know that these will stay with you for days and weeks, nurturing you, getting you healthier, and also create a protective shield around you. We take a deep breath in. We come together. Thank all the healing energies. We thank our bodies for receiving this healing energy. We thank the universe. And I say thank you for receiving this healing from me. Take a moment and a deep breath. And slowly bring your awareness back to this moment. Take a couple of deep breaths more. You can open your eyes. Very gently stretch your arms, your neck. That's about it.
Beautiful, wonderful, thank you. How's everybody feeling? I knew I wanted to get Sydney to do something for us because her healing is amazing. I always love it. I always find myself so relaxed. Usually I fall asleep if it's when I'm not being the host. If I'm just listening, I always fall asleep. The energies are very strong. So how are you all feeling now after that? Good, amazing, good. And anybody have any questions about what we did today? All the different processes or exercises, 1 minute exercises that we learned today. And does anybody have any questions about the packages as well? Like I said, they all start on March 20th, right? Both packages?
Yes,
Yeah, March 20th. Okay, awesome.
21st, if I'm right. Just give me a moment, please. Just confirm right away.
I think on
20th.
the page it says the 20th,
20th.
yeah.
It's 20. I'm sorry, my bad.
Awesome.
Yeah, 20.
Can I ask something about something? Lipid, sure. We are not medical professionals, but you can always ask the question.
Hi, CD.
Hello.
Lymphedema, swelling, your water. And you have
Lymphedema.
also for fat, lipoedema, they call that. Do you have a healing session about that, or an exercise, or?
I do have suggestions, certain exercises that work on water retention, but not exactly any condition if you've already developed.
Okay.
And some of what we did today earlier,
Yeah, I didn't watch
also address that.
the first half
Yeah.
conversation.
So
I'll
we did
watch that.
talk about that a little bit at the beginning. Sure. Yeah,
Okay.
no, definitely go back and listen and watch. But and then of course you can join the Siddhi sessions package A or B. So for sometimes for us, package A is better because of time zone differences, et cetera, or if we're working or whatever. So then those 20, 30 minute sessions are so powerful and power packed, and meaning that there's so much that she does in these sessions. And as well, you also receive the remote healing as every day as well, right? Yeah, so there's so much that she shares in the sessions or in the recordings that you'll all definitely benefit greatly for sure. And there's definitely the water retention that we talked about, and we did talk about a little bit about the lymphedema kind of thing, the water retention, swelling, etc. We talked a little bit about that as well. So there's definitely some exercises that you can use for that that will help. Okay. Any other questions anybody has for Siddhi? That was great. So many different choices, right? And so we don't have to do everything that we learned today, but if we can, of course, we can, right? But we don't have to use every single process or every single exercise, right?
Can always pick and choose, and however, I would choose to do all the exercises. They've made a great difference in my life.
Beautiful. And there's some wonderful testimonials too on the page that people have shared about how beneficial these programs have been as well. She does have a website. It's Yana's Healing Studio, I think.
Dotted, yes.
Yeah, yanashealingstudio.com or dot something.
INN.
.in. Yeah, but definitely if you want to work with Siddhi in these packages, please do check out the special offer page, okay? Package A and B, okay?
Yeah,
All right,
these
wonderful.
offers you'll
Any
not find on my pages. These I've created specially for that.
yeah,
And
they're not going to be on the website. There's lots of other wonderful stuff on the website for sure. There's lots of other healing packages, etc.
So,
Shubha, did you want to say something?
yeah, actually, thank you, Siddhi. Wonderful session, as usual, I should say. Amazing. Thank you. Thank you, Alara.
Thank you.
And secondly, can I do the payment on your Indian GPay number?
Yes, Alara will give you all the details that can be used for you to be taking the packages.
Okay.
Yeah, you can either email me or you can WhatsApp me, Shiva, okay?
Sure,
Just
sure.
reply to any of the emails or, message me for sure. Yeah, we'll
Thank
get
you.
it.
I would suggest the best way is to go through the website, the link that she shares. It's
Yeah,
very easy to follow.
and secondly, main important is the belly fat. Yeah,
It
that
is.
is one thing
But
that
yes. So the programs that are given out and the live calls that happen, we focus a lot around belly as well, because that is the concern larger people. And I would also like to bring up one thing, that whether you're taking the program where you're self doing all the exercises, or come to the live call where I'm watching and guiding you, both the programs start with you taking your own measurements, and you give me your weekly updates. I'm very particular because I want to see how you are progressing, and I want to give you more suggestions, and I want to be with you as a part of your journey. So this one thing I always observe, and what I've observed is people have shared greatly on their bellies. So I wanted to bring this to your notice, that this has been how it's been with other people. Every body is a different body, and it reacts differently to the same exercise. Or some of us can reduce belly fat faster while others reduce it slower. Again, the process is about making yourself fitter, healthier, appreciating your body more, and going into the aspect of speed. Speed will come on its own when you start aligning yourself the energy, the vibration of great health.
So mainly the cravings are there. Like I have a very sweet tooth, and anything happens, I just want to have sweet and I feel satisfied. So that I have to work on. So that how do I work
Yes.
on that, you know?
So
How do
one is the affirmation that I gave out. You're the second person who's talking about craving today. So I'm going to give out one more tip. Okay. Diffusing grapefruit oil. First, start observing what time of the day you start getting the cravings. And half an hour before that, start diffusing grapefruit oil. Or just start diffusing grapefruit oil every day and be in that space that reduces your cravings. You can
Okay,
also choose
cool.
to wear it. Those of you who do not have skin allergies, or if you've skin tested and you can wear essential oils, you can wear it on your skin or on your clothes. You can rub it a little so that you keep getting the fragrance, the aroma of that oil.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I'm glad you asked again about that. That's great. Thank you. Hanya says, thank you. There are so many riches for us here already in this call. I can't wait to listen to the whole call. I'm so glad I noticed the email and was able to join. Good. I love what you do and I'm grateful. Nice. Good. Karen says, I love this webinar. I learned much. Very grateful. Good. Awesome. I'm so
Thank you.
glad. Cindy says, feeling amazing and energized. Packages sound very interesting and very moderate exercises. Yes. Much gratitude. Yeah, absolutely. You don't have to like, sweat or do aerobics or anything like that. So, not to worry. Good. Awesome. All right. So I think we're good, Cindy.
Yes, we're good.
Good. So I will
And
send out the replay in a little while. I have to go out with my dad first. But I'll send it out this afternoon. So please do stay tuned for that, and then definitely go back and watch the replay again or listen to it again. Because like I said, there's so much wisdom and we might have missed something the first time, so you'll be able to catch it and receive it again. And at the same time, you can do these exercises again that we did and feel more comfortable with them, right? So I will send that out shortly this afternoon. Okay, so thank you so much everyone for joining us today. This morning. And thank you for all your comments and your questions and your feedback. And of course, Sidhi, thank you. We always, like I said, we always learn so much and we're always so, we enjoy, you having us, you being on the show with us and sharing all of your wisdom and your healing, which I was, really looking forward to. So thank you.
thank you so much. Thank you everyone for being here and spending your time with me. It means a lot. And please stay healthy, try out these exercises. The programs are going to be starting from 20th, but you can start your journey today.
Absolutely.
Thank
Yes.
you
So there's
so
still time
much.
to get the packages, but you can start using these exercises that we learned today. And of course, the free gift, which is on the gifts page for those of you who are members of Awakened Happiness Now community, please do check out the gift on the gifts page from Siddhi as well. That's also will be helpful. Okay. All right,
Those
everyone.
are
So thank you.
face
Thank
exercises
the face
make you look
exercises. So
younger.
kind of what we did today. I mean, I already forgot we did so much, right? But we can definitely use those face exercises. I can. I have a double chin. I don't have jowls yet, but double chin is definitely I mean, what can I do? My mother, makes wonderful sweets and it's like I can't resist. Yeah, it's impossible. But so these will help. So I can still have my sweets and do these exercises, and then I can have both of two worlds, right? The best of both worlds. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. All right, everyone. So
Thank you.
thank you. Thank you. Until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you so much love and blessings always. Excuse me for now. Bye, everyone.